Touched by the love of God, Nicole's testimony. I grew up with a father who demanded perfection from his children. Through the spoken or unspoken word, his message was, you do not reach the standard, you are a source of dissatisfaction for me, you do not deserve my love. In short, during my childhood and even during adolescence, I tried to do my best to meet his expectations without receiving the slightest demonstration of love from him. Besides this, I realized that God has shown his love as a free gift, not based on human merits. God gave Jesus to provide a bridge between us and him. My Heavenly Father, who knows me better than myself, does not blame me. On the contrary, he welcomes me with open arms. He tells me that I have value in his eyes. He loved me even before I existed. He wished for my existence. He loves me and will love me unconditionally. I hold close to my heart a well-known verse, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever so believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And I let myself be touched by his love. What about you? Do you know intellectually that God loves you? Or have you already felt in your heart the immense love that God has for you? Have you ever let yourself be touched by his love? I invite you to put your intelligence to rest and resume John 3:16 by reading it with your own name. Make this verse your own. In my case, I was able to better grasp his love once I addressed him by saying to him, "Lord, you say that you love me, but how do you love me?" Here is the answer I understood deep in my heart. I love you with an eternal and unconditional love. Right then, I was moved to tears. You can imagine with my background, God, who is perfect, loves me without imposing any conditions, without requiring any prerequisites. I then opened myself to his love. I felt it. I let myself be invaded by the love of God. At that time, I had the experience of feeling the love of God. An indescribable peace invaded my heart, and I stammered a thank you, full of gratitude. Whatever your background and knowledge of the Bible, I invite you to isolate yourself momentarily, away from all distractions, and to ask God a question such as, "How do you love me?" Be silent and wait, even several minutes, listening with your heart's ear to your Heavenly Dad's response. This intimate experience will lead you to live much more confidently. This encounter will be a bit like when two friends spending time together over a good meal. Ask him your question and let him speak to your heart. Listen to him and welcome his infinite love. This tête-à-tête will have an effect on your life. His response may be accompanied by a feeling of warmth or cooling or a sense of envelopment of all or part of your body. Maybe you will jump for joy, or you will feel an extraordinary inner peace. The important thing is that you are convinced of God's love for you, whether or not you feel something in particular. The more you grasp his love, the stronger your confidence and faith will be. I wish you much progress in discovering the love of God, who is always ready to welcome you and allow you to live an unforgettable moment in his presence. Nicole, God is on your side. Have a beautiful day.